Fallujah has been relatively quiet since U.S. forces withdrew last month. A ceasefire deal with Sunni militia there ended some of the worst fighting in Iraq since the fall of Baghdad. Freelance reporter Patrick Graham lived and worked in Fallujah for much of the past year. Mr. Graham, a Canadian, covered the war and the occupation of Iraq for the London Observer. He's written the cover story for the June issue of Harper's Magazine. Patrick Graham joins us from our studios in New York City. Thank you very much for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
First visit, you went to Fallujah. You describe it as kind of a common, peaceful place where American soldiers are being welcomed.
Yeah, I went up there actually during the war itself, during the bombing, and afterwards in the spring. And people were relieved that there was no fighting in their area. Mm-hmm. They were uncertain what would happen, but they weren't particularly worried about it.
What changed?
The people there were naturally disposed to some kind of resistance, because in that area, they provided the technocrats who served the military-industrial complex under Saddam. So they're very, very well educated in a military sense. Their reasons for fighting are primarily anti-occupation in the sense of they've done this before. They did against the British twice, and they did against the Ottomans. There's a long history of resisting occupation here. And I think the problem is that Iraqis, particularly the Sunnis, haven't had a form of political expression except violence. So when they were presented with what they thought was a violent occupation, they responded with the power that they had, which was violence. Mm-hmm. Now, the people who started fighting incurred a reaction, and then that reaction incurred a bigger reaction. You got that typical Northern Ireland cycle.
Can you give us a sense of what daily life is in Fallujah these days for Iraqis?
In April, what happened when the Marines surrounded Fallujah was the entire area flipped over and became an open revolt. They were out on the back roads, they were laying mines, and that sudden, extremely violent episode has made life very dangerous. A friend of mine from Fallujah just had his best friend killed by the resistance for being a translator for the Americans. And in the fall, the same guy lost his grandmother, his aunt, and his cousin at a checkpoint killed by the U.S. Army. So people are kind of torn between the two sides.
You quote a sheikh who says, "We are like a man with a razor in his throat. We can't spit out the Americans, but we can't swallow them either."
He's adamant that the Americans shouldn't leave, that the country would fall apart. Mm-hmm. He's afraid of the Shia taking over. He's afraid of chaos. He's a contractor. He wants to make some money. At the same time, he is a proud Sunni Iraqi who grew up in the country, and he doesn't like to see foreign tanks rumbling around. And the pictures from Abu Ghraib play very, very heavily on them. That's a really humiliating series of images, and they know that it's basically them that are in the pictures.
Was there any reaction to the deaths of the four U.S. contractors who were strung up?
There were a lot of people who thought it was haram, just forbidden by the Quran. There were some people who were pleased. You have to understand that the week before it happened, there were between 6 and 15 people killed, mostly civilians, after the Marines took over a neighborhood. So, you know, there was a history leading up to that.
What would bring peace to Fallujah right now?
I don't know. I mean, what I saw there during the siege was really, really disturbing. I mean, when you get that kind of violence, the extreme people take over. Hundreds of people are dead, which justifies all kinds of more violence. Bring the Fallujah Brigade in, which was members of the former army and clearly members of the resistance itself, kind of institutionalized the resistance. And that's probably what they're going to have to do all over Iraq at some point. But it's still very unclear. I mean, right now, Iraq is so unstable, and there's no clear way out of it for anybody.
Mr. Graham, thank you very much.
Thanks very much.
Freelance journalist Patrick Graham, whose article, Beyond Fallujah, appears in the June Harper's Magazine.